broadcasting from the great state of Texas. News and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hastie.
Good evening, Lubbock, Amarillo, Abilene, Wichita Falls, Midland and Odessa, Dallas, Fort Worth, down in Houston, over in El Paso, and anywhere else inside or outside the great state of Texas, wherever you may be listening on this Thursday. We welcome you into the Chad Hastie Show. Glad to have you with us here on the program today, whether you're still at work or maybe traveling home from work. Maybe you're at home already. Maybe you're listening on the podcast. However you're listening, wherever you're listening, we're glad that you've joined in with us today on the program, as we have a lot to get to. Mackenzie DeLulo with the Texan News will join us for the final time this year. She'll join us coming up at 5:35. We've got Democrats who do not want to release the autopsy of the 2024 election. They don't. Nah, they just want to ignore it. They don't want to look at it. Well, they don't want to release it to the public, at least. They don't want you to know why they lost so badly in 2024. Now that the Democrats have it all together, in their opinion, they don't want to look back now. No. They don't want to look back now. I mean, they're still weird, but they don't want to look back now and release that information to the public. And probably for good reason, because it would remind people of just how weird they are. So we'll get to that during the show today. We've also have some very interesting reports about inflation and prices easing. Uh-oh. Good news for Trump and the Republicans. We can get into Trump's speech from last night if you want to. We can talk about that. We've also got just other news of the day to get to as well. Throughout the show, we want to hear from you all evening long. You can get in touch with us. You can text in at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Tap the app. Send us a message on the app. That's right. You can hit the app chat. Send us a message that way, whether you're whatever station app you're listening on, you can send us a message. We're also on social media at Chad Hastie Radio. That's Chad Hastie. What are you? Nick is like looking at me, shaking his head. I don't know why. We'll figure it out here in a bit. You can send us a message on social media at Chad Hastie Radio. And that's how it includes Instagram, X/Twitter. And Facebook. And of course, you can give us a call, as always, at 1-800-687-0790. That's 1-800-687-0790. The first voice you hear from when you dial in today, someone who's been very busy. He's just looking forward to the end of the year, and he's looking forward to me going on vacation. It's Nick. Nick, how are you today?
Doing well. So the little blunder from earlier. I'm, as you say, there's a lot of work to be done.
Oh, okay.
Which is fine. You know, we're making progress.
Sure.
The thing is, when you go ahead, you get a lot done.
Yeah.
And then you're like, all right, let's take a look at what I did.
Yeah.
How far did I get? And then you see that you did everything wrong. So then you have to backtrack and redo.
Oh, so that's why you were shaking your head.
It was at me. It was in disappointment at my own failures.
Yeah,
honestly.
Well, shame on you.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you know that's. Yeah. I need shame every once in a while.
Well, can I give you some advice?
Please, that's what I really want.
Okay, just a little friendly advice. No. Stop screwing up.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? Where's the fun in that?
Yeah, I know.
There's really not much.
No, there's not.
How boring would life be? Speaking of fun, 1 week. 1 week till Christmas. And I wanted to ask, is eggnog still a thing?
Yeah, I think it's still a thing.
Do people still do eggnog?
Yeah.
I have not seen it in years.
No, I think eggnog is still a thing.
Really?
I am not a fan.
Okay, that was my follow-up.
Of eggnog.
I've
tried.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say every year I try, but maybe every couple of years I try to.
Like, all right, well, it's been a few years.
Yeah.
Let's try it
again. Maybe I'm old enough for this now.
Yeah,
maybe I'm okay to drink. No, I don't think so.
Do you put anything in it? Whether it's, you know, alcohol, cinnamon, whatever it is. Or you just drink regular eggnog?
I
from the carton.
Oh, I would not do that. No. No.
I don't know.
But I haven't had it in any way. It has not been.
I know some people add, you know, some type of
brandy
liquor.
Maybe or something.
Something. Yeah. Bailey's, I don't know.
Again,
sounds gross.
That I don't know. I can tell you this. I've had it at different places.
Yeah.
And some people have said, a little alcohol on that. And I'm like, well, maybe it'll finally taste good. And it did not. It did not taste good.
No.
And so, again, I try. But it when offered, I'll be like, let me try it.
No.
And each time I'm a no.
It's been just like you. It's been quite a long. Many Christmases have come and gone since I've last had some eggnog. And I don't remember having any strong opinion. I don't think I was a huge fan.
Yeah.
But I'm also not a big fan of drinks in general, like, you know, soda, shakes, eggnog, whatever.
Anyone is a huge fan of eggnog.
No,
otherwise,
it's just what you do.
It would be like a thing year round, and it's not. The only time you hear about eggnog is right now.
Usually.
Like, this is it. You don't. It's, July 4th.
I say, hey, I want some eggnog.
No one on July 4th is like, you know what we need to do to celebrate America?
Break out the eggnog.
We need some eggnog. No, nobody does that.
Yeah.
You don't get, you know, at Halloween.
Yeah.
You don't hear anyone at Halloween go, I need some eggnog.
Yeah. It's the same with, you know, candy corn.
Yeah.
Fireworks going up in the air. So, hey, anybody
no
have
one
some
wants
candy
corn at that time.
Right, exactly.
It's Halloween only. That's it.
It's the seasonal treats.
Yeah. And that's it. That's eggnog.
Okay.
For you. By the way, and you mentioned Christmas is coming up.
7 days.
It's coming up. It's right around the corner. Tomorrow is the final day of our Christmas toy drive. Today, Nick and Luke, y'all got to experience the joy of Christmas. We had a very nice listener who dropped, and look, thank you to everyone who has dropped off toys. It's gone above and beyond what I thought it would. And we're still getting toys in. I know some are still being shipped to us, and they'll get here early next week. So we'll deliver those to the Girls and Boys Ranch. So we still have a lot of toys coming in. But we had a listener today who, in the way she made it sound in a voicemail that I got, hey, I'm going to drop off some toys. Okay. It was two huge boxes of toys for the kids out at the Texas Girls and Boys Ranch. And I know you were summoned, like Renee was the one who got to the door.
Yeah.
I was off recording a few things.
Doing whatever.
I know. Yeah. The time I walk away. And so Renee had answered the door. She had gotten in touch with this girl. And she summoned you and Luke.
She did.
To just play with the toy. Look.
It was.
Look at these toys.
It was a Paul Revere moment. She literally went halfway across the floor, grabbed us, and said, stop what you're doing.
Yeah.
You need to see this. And we're like, okay. Say less. And we went, I can fit my full body in one of those boxes.
Yes, you can.
And each of them are at least, halfway filled, at least?
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many toys in there.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I contacted the contacted him. We're like, we're going to need... Gonna need a truck. Gonna need. We got.
I think we're past that point already.
Yeah.
Your desk is engulfed in.
Yes, it is.
Toys.
The goal, and we never really stated what the goal was, but we kind of had just up here. I was like, I'd like enough toys to where I can't move around in my office. There.
Check. Yeah.
Last week, my desk yeah. was consumed.
Right. I can't even see it. Every time I pass your office, I don't see any form of
toys. It's now a fort of toys.
Yeah.
Now they're all over the floor. It's above my TV.
Yeah.
That's in the office. It's all of, which is fantastic. Thank you, thank you, thank you to the listeners who have donated. And tomorrow, the big final push. The big final push, 1 to 5 p.m. You can bring those new unwrapped toys up here for the Texas Girls and Boys Ranch. We'll get those toys delivered and make Christmas a wonderful Christmas for those kiddos. And again, any toys that that are kind of left over, I guess, or because I think we're going to have enough for all the at least two for every kid who's going to be out at the ranch inside the homes that are out there. And so they're going to open it up for some of the foster parents to come out and look through and everything else, which is fantastic. And, they're also going to set aside some for, Christmas Day where, they're pretty sure, there will be kids who are brought out to the ranch, or placed into foster care on Christmas Day. And those kids may not have a toy, but now they will. And so, you know, they're going to, I mean, it's a very sad thing to think about, a kid being taken, you know, out of, replaced, on Christmas Day because they're taken out of a horrible, horrible situation, at home. And, now they're at the Texas Girls and Boys Ranch or, at a foster home. And instead of scrambling to find a toy for the child, hey, we got one. We got one. We're good. We're good. It's not going to make their Christmas great, but it'll at least help for those kids who are placed on Christmas morning. And it's sad to think about, but that happens barely every year that happens. So thank you to those who have already donated. Again, the address to donate those toys, 4413 82nd Street, Suite 300. We'll be here tomorrow from 1 to 5 p.m. If you want to drop them off a little bit earlier, you can just kind of press one of the buttons up at the desk, and people will find a way to get those toys behind the desk and safely secured as the day goes on. But definitely from 1 to 5, we'll be up here getting ready for the for all the toys that are coming in. All right, let's go ahead and take the break. When we come back, your phone calls, your text. I'll also give you your running topic for the day. I kind of like this one. We'll be right back.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hasty Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hasty Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with The Chad Hasty Show podcast. The Chad Hasty Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hasty Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Heads up, Texas.
So you don't hit my car when I'm sitting at a stoplight.
Heads up, Texas.
So I can ride my bike safely.
Heads up, Texas.
So I can make it across the street without getting run over.
Heads up, Texas.
So I don't have to write you a ticket.
Heads up, Texas. Because driving and using your phone is a bad combination. Talk, text, crash. Brought to you by TxDOT.
The chat.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
All right, back on the Chad Hasty Show.
With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you.
Thank you very much for tuning in today.
It's the most.
You can send in your thoughts on the text line at 806-680-2790. Your running topic today. We want you to look ahead into 2026. Nick, look ahead into 2026. Can you see it? Can you see the new year? What is something that you wish would just disappear and never be talked about again in 2026? Like the Epstein files, maybe AI, social media influencers. grifters? Candace Owens? I don't know. All the Tucker Carlson talk. What would you like to just disappear and never be talked about again in 2026? What is, I guess you could name a few things that maybe you wish would just go away as a topic of discussion, as an issue, as something in our lives that we have to deal with. The Democrat Party's not going anywhere. I already know where some of you are going. Well, I guess they are going away. It's they're just going to go by communists. So that's, yeah, maybe the Democrat Party is going to go away. So yeah, you can text in at 806-680-2790. That's your running topic today. What is something you wish would just disappear and never be talked about again in the new year? You can text in at 806-680-2790. Ruckus weighed in. Bro, eggnog is the bomb. I don't know about that. I've never heard anybody say that. Michelle, Southwest Ohio. My husband drinks eggnog every year with different flavors heated in the microwave. Let's see. Rick says, never ever consume disgusting store-bought eggnog. Find a good recipe and make a batch homemade. Use bourbon, not rum. I mean, I got to be honest. I do like the bourbon part of what you're stating. I found eggnog in a special cooler in the fridge department in the back of the store at Market Street 50th and Indiana. Just ask the person working in that department. No, I believe that eggnog is out there. I believe it is. I believe it is out there. Texture says they wish Trump derangement syndrome. Now, do you wish the phrase would go away or actual Trump derangement syndrome? Which one do you want to go away? The phrase or the actual Trump derangement syndrome? You can text in 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can weigh in on really anything that you would like to talk about today. Tomorrow, by the way, I want to save this for tomorrow, mainly because I want to see what Carl Tepper has to say about this. Did you see that Elon Musk said you're not going to have to save money in the future? That AI will get to a point where we're all making a universal income. We won't have to save any money. Everyone's just going to be rich. I don't know how that's going to happen. But according to Elon Musk, everyone's going to be rich. I would not take that advice. I would still save some money out there. Eggnog and wild turkey, very good mixture. Michelle from Southwest Ohio, 6'7". Nick, what? You don't like that I was moving my arm? I fear, like, when parents now take their kids to basketball games or football games and the score pops up 67, or you're going to a baseball game and the score is 6-7, like, the kids are just going to go crazy. And it has no meaning. It doesn't mean anything. It's just, I think because it annoys adults, kids are like, let's pile on. We got to do this. Michelle also wants Candace Owens to just go away. Don't want to talk. Don't want to hear about you. Don't want to hear about Candace Owens anymore going into 2026. 806-680-2790. Get rid of the view. There you go. Now, that's something I can get behind right there. No more view. But at times it is fun to make fun of it. It's a little bit. 806-680-2790. 800-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Story we'll get to a little bit deeper into detail later. Trump signing an executive order to ease marijuana restrictions. This is not creating recreational marijuana. It is reclassifying marijuana as a less dangerous drug that could offer medical value. It could lead to the cannabis industry's biggest U.S. regulatory change in half a century. And calls for Pam Bondi to reschedule marijuana from a Schedule 1 controlled substance, the most restricted level, to Schedule 3, putting it on par with Tylenol. For this codeine mixed with Tylenol. We'll get more into that as the show progresses. When we come back, Mackenzie DeLulo with the Texan News, scheduled to join us here on the Chad Hastie Show.
Call in to the Chad Hastie Show at 1-800-687-0790. The Chad Hastie Show, broadcasting on the Texas Town Square Media Network.
Anti-lock brakes. Automatic lane correction. Rear view backup cameras. Of all the many features and vehicles designed to keep you safe, the most effective one is you. There are more big trucks and other vehicles on our roads these days, but you can safely share the road by keeping your eyes off your phone, slowing down, buckling up, and making sure you have plenty of room when passing. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
TSN headlines, the owners of Camp Mystic, where 25 girls and two counselors died in the July 4th flooding, fighting back against some of the lawsuits filed by the girls' families. Lawyers for the camp owners filed change of venue motions against four of the lawsuits brought by families, including one by six families who accused Camp Mystic of gross negligence. The cannabis industry celebrating in Texas. President Trump's executive order rescheduling marijuana from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3 controlled substance. It doesn't mean the feds have legalized the drug, but it acknowledges it has a medicinal value. Schedule 3 drugs, by definition, have a moderate to low potential for physical and psychological dependence. Johnson County Sheriff's deputies arrest three people on human trafficking charges. If you own a Hisense brand smart TV, there's some news. The state has gotten a first-of-its-kind temporary restraining order against the Chinese company that will prevent it from collecting personal data about what you are watching. With your Texas News headlines, I'm Barbara Schwartz.
Digging without contacting Texas 811 first could cost more than you think. Texas 811 is a free service that helps you avoid damaging underground utilities like electric or gas lines. Every year, accidents happen because someone didn't take a moment to contact 811, whether installing a fence or working on a construction site. Contacting Texas 811 is the law. It's quick, free, and keeps you safe. Visit Texas811.org today for more information. Safe digging starts with one simple step. Make it today.
ASCO Equipment wishes you a Merry Christmas, Texas. For 65 years, our family-owned and locally operated business has been proud to serve hardworking Texans with reliable equipment, trusted service, and a commitment to being a blessing to others. From all of us at ASCO Equipment, thank you for trusting us year after year. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and blessings to you and your family from ASCO Equipment.
The South Plains weather forecast is temperatures overnight through morning dropping into the middle 30s with a east and northeasterly wind. That's going to be a cool day on Friday morning, but sunshine by the afternoon takes us all the way up into the middle 70s with a southwest wind and temperatures on Saturday in the lower 80s. Weather is brought to you by the Sonic 199 menu. I'm meteorologist Ron Roberts, the Lubbock's official weather station, News Talk KFYO.
Financial news on KFYO.
I'm Dan Loney with Your Money Now. A solid showing by Wall Street thanks to lower inflation data and a bump from the Mag 7. The Dow Jones Industrial Average today picked up 66 points, ending the day at 47,951. The NASDAQ was up 313 points. The S&P 500 added 53. A strong showing in North America by Nike helped it beat projections last quarter. First share profit came in at 53 cents with revenue of $12.43 billion. Sales in North America were up 9%. Unfortunately, revenue in China was down 17%. And direct-to-consumer sales, a priority before new CEO Elliott Hill took over, fell 8%. A vote that would ban members of Congress from owning or trading stocks could get a vote in the new year, according to leadership in the House and Republican members of Congress. President Trump has been supportive of such a bill as long as it didn't include the executive branch. And FedEx beat quarterly estimates with per share profit of $4.82 and revenue of $23.5 billion. That's Your Money Now.
CVS Health supports people in the moments that matter, from picking up a prescription to connecting care. With nearly 5 million daily interactions and serving 185 million consumers and 1.5 million healthcare professionals, CVS Health holds a trusted place in healthcare. By simplifying care and improving health, we're helping people get the care they need. Learn more at cvshealth.com/investorday.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
As we wrap up yet another year as Lubbock's longest-running radio station, we thank you for your dedicated listening and support throughout 2025. Happy holidays from the news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM, KFYO.
Empowering West Texas with news that matters. News Talk 95.1 FM, 790 AM, KFYO.
It's the Chad Hasty Show.
All right, back on the Chad Hasty Show. Appreciate you being out there. You can send in your thoughts on the text line, 806-680-2790. It's time to take a look at what's happening across the Lone Star State. We get to bring in our great friends over at the Texan News, and that's Mackenzie DeLulo. Mackenzie, welcome back to the show. How are you today?
I'm well, Chad. Merry Christmas. We're so close to Christmas.
I know. We're, 7 days away from Christmas now. And then a new year, and it's just, it's crazy. It's crazy out there. But, Merry Christmas to you. And thanks again for coming on the show throughout the year, and everyone else over at the Texan as well, who has appeared on the show this year. And we're glad to get y'all back next year as well.
Oh, we love joining, Chad. It's a pleasure.
Okay. Well, we've got a lot. Y'all have a lot of stories over at the Texan. Let's start with a story that's been pretty, if you've been following it, it's been very interesting. Mexico now to release water owed to Texas. This has been an ongoing story.
Yeah, water doesn't necessarily take up headlines that often, and it should. Obviously, we're in Texas. This is a huge issue. But this story in particular has really garnered a lot of attention, and it should. It's fascinating and important for especially those in South Texas. But Mexico and the U.S. reached an agreement this month after a very long-standing water dispute. This goes back decades, with Mexico agreeing to release about 200,000 acre feet of water to the U.S. Now, this all stems from a 1944 treaty with between these two countries, and the U.S. agreed to deliver about 1.5 million acre feet of water per year via the Colorado River. But it also delineates that the U.S. has a right to flows from tributaries that feed the Rio Grande in the U.S. and one-third of specified Mexican tributary flows as well. However, since the 90s, Mexico has not held up its end of the agreement. Deliveries were under the minimum required amount, and this lack of water delivered led to the second largest deficit in three decades. This is a total loss for row crops. So we're talking, you know, things you plant in rows, corn, wheat, whatever else, to be estimated about $43 million. This, in addition to specialty crops, that's approximately estimated to be a loss of $495 million. U.S. Representative Monica de la Cruz said that this water crisis is crippling our agricultural producers and jeopardizing our local economy. And, you know, in response to all of this leading up to this development, President Donald Trump said in a social media post that he would impose a 5% tariff on Mexico if the country did not immediately release this 200,000 acre feet of water before the end of the year, before December 31st. And then on the 12th, 4 days after that post, the president reached an agreement with Mexico under which Mexico will release that 200,000 acre feet of water beginning on the 15th, so about 3 days ago. Now, this still is like a fraction of the total water that Mexico owes the U.S. In the last five-year cycle alone, the president claimed that Mexico owes about 800,000 acre feet. And Secretary of Agriculture Rick Rollins advised that if Mexico continues to violate its commitments, that 5% tariff could come down the pipeline regardless. So we'll keep an eye on it, but a very interesting story unfolding.
Yeah. Then also another story you can find over at the Texan.news has to do with some charter schools closing.
Yeah, so the board of directors for the charter network, KIPP Texas Public Schools, voted to close seven campuses for this next school year. This is a regional support organization with KIPP Public Schools, a national charter network, which has about 280 public charter schools. It stands for Knowledge is Power Program, or KIPP. In Texas, there are 45 KIPP schools with about serving more than 32,000 pre-K through 12th grade students. These school closures are primarily in Austin and in San Antonio. The Charter Network assured parents that the students would be able to find a place at another KIPP school and have a prioritized placement, and so that the fully enrolled schools are the best environment for students to thrive, and that the program was closing or opting to close schools before the negative impact becomes too great and our academic programs decline. That's kind of what the messaging was. Now, this is notable. Many public school districts in Texas are experiencing enrollment declines. We see Austin ISD closed 10 campuses for next school year. We have a rundown of that on our website as well if you want to know what school districts are closing across the state. But charter enrollment in Texas has increased significantly, growing about 30% over the past 5 years. So this is very notable, and we'll certainly keep an eye on the developments.
Yeah. And then Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filing a lawsuit. Where are we with this one?
That's right. This is in relation to the 2024 Smokehouse Creek fire that killed three Texans and caused over $1 billion in damages. It was the largest wildfire in Texas history, at least recorded Texas history, and destroyed over 1,500 head of cattle and around 138 homes and businesses. And this is, of course, detrimental to agriculture, natural resources, ranching. The state's lawsuit filed by Paxton claims that Xcel Energy is the defendant here, that their utility poles were inspected around January 2024 and that the company was notified sometime in February that they needed to be replaced, saying that some had not been replaced since their original installation in 1936. And the fire began on February 26th, 2024. So, we've certainly seen this in the news. The Attorney General announcing an investigation into these utility companies in August. And so this lawsuit is now being filed and seeks to recover damages to the state, property damage, harm to wildlife and habitats, as well as corrective action from Xcel to prevent a disaster from occurring in the future similar to this one. So we'll keep an eye on this, but this is certainly going to cause a lot of attention to be diverted to this development.
All right, Dan. What can people find over at the Texan News that maybe you guys are still working on and or have up there right now that they don't want to miss?
Yeah, absolutely. We have, this is a spicy story that folks are certainly paying a lot of attention to. The, a group of Texas congressional members are urging U.S. Army officials to investigate a Fort Hood doctor of some sexual abuse allegations. We also have some local news in San Antonio and in Fort Worth. And Waymo recalling over 3,000 self-driving vehicles after some illegal school bus passing. So very interesting news. You know, the news does not stop in December, over Christmas or New Year, so we'll certainly keep an eye on it over the holidays.
No, this is when you got to pay attention because this is when you get city councils and school boards and county committee. This is when they kind of try to get sneaky and pass things that they hope no one will be paying attention to.
You're spot on. And those press releases on Fridays, it's no joke. People try and get those things before the weekend and before the holidays.
Yeah, so nobody will notice this. Let's go ahead and send this one out.
Exactly.
They're watching over at the Texan, though. I'm telling you, they're watching. Hey, Mackenzie, thank you so much for joining us. Tell everybody that we said Merry Christmas, and we'll visit with you guys next year.
Wonderful, Chad. Merry Christmas to you.
All right. That's Mackenzie DeLua with the Texan News. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and more.
The Chad Hastie Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune in to News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene. And in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hastie Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Everybody's felt sad, angry, or stressed before. That's okay, unless you're driving. Because when you're behind the wheel, these emotions can lead to serious injury or death. Emotional driving is a form of distracted driving because it keeps you from focusing on the road and other drivers, road workers, or pedestrians around you. So if you're sad, angry, or stressed, pull over safely and get control. Because your mood shouldn't put you or others in danger. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
From the heart of the Hub City to the wide open skies of West Texas, KFYO keeps you connected to the stories, the voices, and the conversations that matter most. This is the news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. Brian Walsh was found guilty of first-degree murder in the death of his wife nearly 3 years ago. Anna Walsh was 39 years old when her job reported her missing in January of 2023. Last month, before jury selection, Brian Walsh switched to a guilty plea on two lesser charges of misleading police and disposing of a human body. This trial focused solely on the charge of first-degree murder. Prosecutors alleged Brian killed Anna on New Year's Eve, angry over an affair and stress over his own legal troubles involving federal art fraud. Surveillance video showed Brian buying things like cleaning supplies and new rugs. DNA on bloodstained items found in several dumpsters matched both Walsh's. Brian's search history even showed the questions best ways to dispose of a body and can you be charged with murder without a body. Anna's body was never found. The defense argued Anna suffered a sudden death and Brian dismembered her body and threw out her remains in a panic, but the jury didn't buy it. There's more on the story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Back on the Chad Hastie Show. Right down Santa Claus Lane. Let's see here. Some big news out of Abilene, where you have American Airlines adding a nonstop service between Phoenix and Abilene. American Airlines announcing plans to add a direct flight from Phoenix Sky Harbor to Abilene Regional Airport beginning early June. of 2026. City of Abilene, in collaboration with the Development Corporation of Abilene, excited to share the news with Big Country residents. The new nonstop service to Phoenix reflects Abilene's continued growth and the needs of, quote, our community, said Abilene Mayor Weldon Hurt. As Abilene continues to attract new residents and employers, access and connectivity matter more than ever in sustaining that momentum. Expanded travel options give greater flexibility in how we live and work, while also reinforcing Abilene as a place where businesses can grow and invest with confidence. And this is on top of some news that came out, what was it, in November, where you had airlines announcing new direct United Express flights from Abilene Regional to both Denver and Houston starting in 2026. So that's great news for those in Abilene. You're, you know, wanting to get away somewhere and wanting to, you know, either go to Denver, Houston, and now you got Phoenix lined up, and you've got direct flights there. That's great news. You know, and I mean, who knows? You may have people, depending on how much flights are. Yeah, you'll have people from all over the place maybe driving into Abilene just to catch a direct flight to Houston or Phoenix if they can do it. I'm telling you, it's that's good news. These new big AI centers that are coming on board, I think that's also helping out a lot of the growth in Abilene. And so I think you're going to see a lot more of this stuff come out in the news. And you know, that's it's going to be a very good thing for the folks in Abilene. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Oh, real quick, I got to get to the story. Where is it? The state, let's say, of Texas has added in a bathroom bill tip line. Have you seen this one? It's out of the Texas Tribune. Ken Paxton's office launching a tip line to encourage enforcement of the state's bathroom bill. The AG is encouraging the public to help enforce the state's bathroom bill via a tip line for suspected violations of the new law designed to restrict which facilities transgender folks can use. Senate Bill 8, also known as the Texas Women's Privacy Act, requires government buildings, schools, and colleges to restrict access to restrooms and locker rooms based on sex assigned at birth. If someone does enter the wrong bathroom, institutions, not the individual, are punished by the state with a $25,000 first-time fine and a $125,000 subsequent penalty per day. Individuals can also sue agencies if they're in a restroom and are affected by a violation of the law. SB 8 tasked Paxton's office with investigating complaints and proposing penalty amounts, but only after complaints are initially filed with the accused agency. The complaint form launched Wednesday requires a copy of the original complaint to the accused institution for any submission. The form also has an option to submit photos to the tip line. However, taking photos inside a restroom is illegal. So, yeah, you better be careful on that front. In a statement about the new tip line, Paxton encouraged those who witness violations to use the tip line and said the necessity for SB 8 stems from radical leftism and the danger of mentally ill men. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Let's go to the phones real quickly. And Herman, what's going on?
Not much, Nick. Chad, how you doing?
I'm doing great. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to say that these anti-Semites and homosexuals ought to be loaded up and shipped to Palestine or Iran or any of these Muslim countries over there.
Well, I don't think they'd like to go there. I mean, they say they're all for the, the Palestinian people and everything, but I don't think they'd actually like to go. Just if they knew what went on in those countries, I don't think they'd like to go.
I think you're right. That's the reason they are to be shipped over there.
All right. Herman, have a good day.
You too, Chad. And you have a very Merry Christmas and a good vacation.
All righty. You too. Have a Merry Christmas. Good to hear from you, Herman, as always. Always good to hear from Herman. 806-680-2790. You know, Iran, they got to deal with the pride match. Iran and, who is it? Egypt. They're going to have the big pride match up in Seattle, during Pride Month and during the FIFA World Cup. And both nations very unhappy. Very unhappy that they were selected to play in Seattle during the, LGBT gay game. Which I don't know. Are they going to require the LGBTQ flag to be flown during the game? Because that could upset some of the people attending. That could really upset some of the folks attending the game. 806-680-2790. In the next hour, continuing to take the things that you would like to see disappear in 2020. What are the things, the topics, the issues that you would just like to see go away and never be talked about again in 2026? You can send in your thoughts on the text line, 806-680-2790. We'll be right back.
Chad Hastie Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hastie Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.
Wake up with local news, weather, and your opinions. Sunrise LBK, weekday mornings from 6 to 8:30. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO. KFYO and K236 CP Lubbock, and on the KFYO app.
It's 6 o'clock in Texas.
Taking a closer look at two shootings, I'm Lisa Lacerra, Fox News. Investigators are now looking at a possible link between Saturday's deadly shooting at Brown University in Rhode Island that killed two students and injured nine others, and the shooting of an MIT professor at Brookline, Massachusetts.
The two crime scenes only about 50 miles apart. For days now, investigators have been asking for the public's help to identify this person of interest, a man caught on home surveillance cameras near Brown University campus. He's described as 5'8 with a stocky build. Providence police say he spent hours roaming the neighborhood before the shooting. The development comes after police made a critical request just yesterday, zeroing in on one video that also shows a second new person who appeared to walk past the person of interest on a nearby sidewalk.
Fox's CB Cotton in Providence. Retired NASCAR driver Greg Biffle, his wife and two children, among the seven people who died in a plane crash in North Carolina. The Cessna C5 50 crashed at Statesville Regional Airport north of Charlotte. TikTok's Chinese parent company ByteDance has signed an agreement to sell its U.S. entity to a joint venture controlled by three American investors, Oracle, Silver Lake, and MGX, to make sure it can continue to operate in the U.S.
The new TikTok U.S. joint venture will be 45% held by the consortium of new investors, including the three groups. Another 30% will be held by affiliates of existing ByteDance investors, and close to 20% event will be retained by ByteDance.
Fox's Hillary Barsky, Florida, has put to death a man convicted of fatally shooting a man and his girlfriend during a home invasion robbery. Frank Walls was executed by lethal injection at Florida State Prison near Stark. The U.S. Supreme Court denied his request for a stay of execution this afternoon. Including Walls, a total of 47 men have died by execution so far this year in the U.S. America's listening to Fox News.
Ted Cruz here. Tune in to KFYO every Sunday at 11 for Verdict with Ted Cruz. But stick around for Reason, Religion, and Reality at noon, followed by the best of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, right here on the News and Talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
It's Chad Hastie. Tune in to the czar of talk radio, The Michael Berry Show, weeknights at 10 p.m. on KFYO.
Atlantic South Plains weather forecast is temperatures overnight through morning dropping into the middle 30s with a east and northeasterly wind. That's going to be a cool day on Friday morning, but sunshine by the afternoon takes us all the way up into the middle 70s with a southwest wind and temperatures on Saturday in the lower 80s. Weather is brought to you by the Sonic 199 menu. I'm meteorologist Ron Urbitz on Lubbock's official weather station, News Talk KFYO.
Broadcasting from the great state of Texas, news and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hastie.
All right, welcome back. Chad Hastie Show, final hour of the program. Just a reminder, tomorrow, the final day of our Christmas toy drive. We had a ton of toys delivered today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In fact, we had one listener who brought up two huge boxes worth of toys, new and unwrapped toys, and just a big thank you to all of those who have come out and donated. You can donate tomorrow from 1 to 5 p.m. Here are radio studios at 4413 82nd Street, Suite 300. And we'll be here tomorrow. You can drop off the toys even earlier if you want to. Kind of alert somebody that you've dropped off those toys. That way we can move those. We can move those to the inside and behind the front desk. So yeah, you can do that tomorrow again, 1 to 5 p.m. And we would appreciate it. Thank you to those who have already donated. Let's see here. How about this? The Washington Post. Democrats will not release the autopsy of their 2024 loss. Party leaders hope to avoid contentious fights over the party's failing as it attempts to reboot for the midterms. The Democrat National Committee will not publicly release its autopsy of the 2024 presidential campaign. Party officials say a reversal intended to avoid a contentious reckoning over the party's failure. In other words, they don't want you to remember all the crap that they did. They don't want you, the voters, to remember how bad the Democrat Party was, what they were running on, what they were saying, and why they lost in 2024. They don't want to have that out there because they feel as though they're in a good position now because the news media is not focusing on how weird the Democrat Party is, how out of touch they are. They're not focusing on that. Instead, they're blaming Trump for everything in the world. even though there's numerous articles today about how prices are easing and coming down, and this is just kind of the perfect timing for Trump. But no, they don't want to, they don't want this report to go public because it's bad. Operatives involved in drafting the autopsy worried that revisiting Kamala Harris's loss to Trump would reignite the fiery internal debates that consumed the party in the wake of the loss at the time. And the Democrats are eager to celebrate a string of wins in 2025. That's right. And by the way, I think this is great. You guys just keep ignoring how you are a big failure and think that everybody's on your side now. Go ahead and do that. Because when you're out there campaigning about how you want men to be in girls' bathrooms, it's going to come back to bite you. I think they're tired of Kamala Harris, too, by the way. She continues to be out there, and she's apparently inching closer to running again for president, which would be an epic disaster. The Washington Post reports by declining to make the report public, the party is also keeping the lessons learned from its 2024 failures limited to a small group of insiders in dodging public accounting that many Democrats believe is necessary to avoid repeating past mistakes. There remain sharp internal debates, for example, over the party's stance on transgendered rights, its handling of generational change, and whether Harris's selection as President Biden's replacement on the ticket was properly conducted. It wasn't. But they want to hide all of that. They don't want to have a debate. They don't want to talk about it because they believe now is the time to strike. That's why Republicans have to be ready. And right, Republicans, they're going to have to tell everyone, hey, you want to know why the Democrats failed? You want to know why the voters went against the Democrats? Here's what, because you're weird. And you haven't learned your lessons. You don't want to learn what your failures were. You just want you want to continue to go further and further to the left and try to lull people into voting for you. That's what the Democrats want. By the way, this is not the first time the Democrats have not made their autopsy public. They like to keep it secret. They like to keep it. I mean, it's no wonder. You know, they didn't have a primary to select who their candidate was going to be. They do everything in secret. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Another key takeaway, officials said, was the party took young voters for granted, neglecting a group that normally supports its candidates in overwhelming numbers. As a result, they swung towards Trump. With the president winning a majority of the first-time voters and increasing his share of youth vote by double digits. The report faults a party wedded to traditional media that often bypasses these voters. It calls for greater engagement with non-traditional media, something that vexed the Harris campaign. Well, they can't do it. You've got, what's the name? Stephen A. Stephen A. He's got a podcast where he talks politics. Stephen A., you know, he's been mentioned as maybe somebody who's going to run for president on the Democrat side. I don't think he's going to. But you know what he said the other day? He said he can't get a Democrat to come on a show. AOC, Kamala Harris, any of these Democrats, he can't find a Democrat to come on a show. Because they don't want to answer to him. They don't want to answer any questions. Because Stephen A., he does ask some tough questions. He's not one of these. He's not one of these guys on the left that's just going to go around and kiss their butts all the time. And he's not someone who always agrees with the Democrats. And they don't like that, so they don't go on a show. And that's going to be a part. That's going to be a big problem for the Democrats. And they like to stay in their little bubble. Republicans will go anywhere. They'll even be interviewed by Vanity Fair. They'll go anywhere. Republicans are just like, oh, you want me? Thank you. Republicans just want to be loved. Republicans are like the puppy that just kind of goes around and wants to be petted by everybody. Please pet me. Please love me. Republicans will go anywhere. Democrats are like, nah, you're not going to agree with me 100%. If it's not The View, I'm not going. Stephen A's out there saying, I'm asking all the Democrats to show up and they won't do it. A lot of these podcasters, they've said, hey, well, we've invited the Democrats, but they won't show up. Now, I'll give Bernie Sanders some cred. He shows up on Joe Rogan's podcast every now and then. Every now and then you'll get Bernie Sanders showing up. You'll get a couple of Democrats who show up on Rogan's podcast, but, you know, not always. They're afraid to do it. And they don't know how to act normal. Yeah, you go on some of these podcasts, they're very laid back. They're very laid back, just chill, like, hey, let's sit down, have a conversation, and they can't do it. They can't. They come across, again, as weird and programmed. Or they sit weird, like Gavin Newsom. Have you ever seen Gavin Newsom sit? The way he crosses his legs, have you seen that? It's very, well, yeah, it's effeminate, but I mean, it's just, it's very strange. It just, you look at that and go, well, I can't vote for, I mean, even if I agreed on the issues with it, I can't vote for him. Look at the way the man sits. We can't present that to the world. When we come back, your phone calls, your text. One listener saying the one thing that he wished would go away. I'd like to see all the double talk go away. Speaking truth, plain truth, come back. All right. Very good. We'll be right back.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hasty Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hasty Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with The Chad Hasty Show podcast. The Chad Hasty Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hasty Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Hi, Angie. This is your phone here in the cup holder. Pick me up.
No, I'm driving.
Oh, look, a text from Mr. Dreamy.
Hush, driving here.
I'm getting an email. Gwen is giving away free bunnies.
No, you are so pushy.
I know. I need therapy. Let's search it now.
Phone, quiet.
Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Talk, text, crash. A message from TxDOT.
Get straight talk and honest answers about everything automotive from me, Jerry Reynolds, during the Car Pro Show. Saturdays from 11 to 1 on News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. We're happy.
All right,
tonight.
Back on the Chad Hasty Show.
Walking in a
hey, by the way, for those of you in Lubbock, our great friends
is the bluebird.
Over at Robert Lee's Jewelers, 82nd and Slide Road, big John Hardy trunk show that's gone on today. Going to continue tomorrow, probably into the weekend as well. Stop on by, visit with Becky and her crew if you're looking for a technically, it's not really last-minute gift, but if you're looking for a nice little Christmas gift, guys, you're looking for something for your wife, for maybe for your fiance, your significant other, hey, Robert Lance Jewelers, their store is full of beautiful jewelry that you can choose from. And ladies, if you're looking for something for your husband, your significant other, guess what? You can stop by. They've got wonderful men's watches and men's jewelry that you can take a look at. And during the John Hardy Trunk Show, just for both men and women, just so much jewelry that they have from John Hardy, which is a very, very popular line of jewelry. Stop on by at 82nd and Slide Road and see what they have in store for you. Okay. All right, I want to bring Nick in on this one. This article came out 5 years ago. 5 years ago now. And so now they title this 20 Everyday Things That'll Disappear in the Next 20 Years. So this article came out back in 2020.
Okay.
So you would think, all right, we still have time, still have about 15 years. Mm-hmm. But you would think we're progressing. We're progressing. Some of these things may be phasing out. So I want to get your opinion where we are. Sure. On some of these things. The first thing they list, keys, like car keys, door keys, keys.
Yeah.
In general, do you think in the next 15 years, those are gone?
See, I'm going to say no, but it's definitely going to be cut down.
Yeah.
For example, I don't, you know, we don't use a house key. It's electronic. It's a pad.
Right.
It's a code.
Yeah.
Keypad, you know, with a deadlock bolt.
What happens if the power goes out?
Well, it's...
do you have a backup?
It's battery.
Yeah.
It's battery operated.
Okay, so you're good.
Yeah, so we're fine there. But then on the other hand, you know, work, obviously everything work-related, it's all physical keys.
Yeah.
And I don't see that...
I don't see that changing.
I don't see that changing anytime soon. But and then, you know, with all these, you know, push-to-start transmissions and you know,
yeah,
nowadays, I mean, yeah, you can have a spare key for your car, but how often do you actually use it?
Yeah. Another thing they said, well, go away again, let's see if we're on track. Mm-hmm. Passwords. I'll say yes. I think within 20 years we'll be done with passwords. What? Everything will be thumbprint, eye scan.
Oh, that, okay.
Yeah.
I don't see passwords going away.
I do. Okay. I do within 20 years.
By 2030?
2040? This would be 2020. Because this article came out in 20. Okay, yeah, 2040.
Okay, okay.
Yeah,
so
right,
by 2040, I don't think passwords are going away.
Yeah, I think they're going to have to do it too. There's something else they say. Drivers.
I mean... sure, we're losing a little bit, you know, with these driverless.
It's not going well for the
Uber.
Driverless cars.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. I don't think we're there yet.
No,
I mean by 2040, I'm sure we'll be a lot closer, but I don't. By 2040, I don't think we're going to lose. I think people are still going to be.
Yeah,
they're going to choose to drive.
Yeah, traffic. Traffic,
Of course. What?
Will go away.
What?
In 15 years?
I don't think so.
Will be a thing of the past.
I think that is not going to happen.
Yeah. Something else, parking meters. That I could possibly see as not completely gone, but fading away as it goes more towards an app.
So you're still going to be charged.
Yeah.
You're still paid to park.
Sure.
But it's just...
the big boxes are going to go away.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I could see that phasing out, yeah.
Debit and credit cards gone in the next 15 years.
What's going to replace it?
It's all just on your phone. It's all just on your phone.
But how are you just scan your phone?
Yeah, you just don't have a physical card anymore.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Cash.
Oh, by 2040, I think there's going to be it's going to be so rare. I mean, we're already seeing such a decline. Most people, I mean, how many people do you know that say, oh, I don't carry cash?
I know a lot of people.
That don't carry cash?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Because they don't, you know, don't choose to.
There's a definite age divide. If you are, I would say, sub 45,
mm-hmm.
It's very likely you're not carrying cash on you.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. Actually, let me get lower there. I'm sorry. Sub 40, I think. Sub 40, there's a very good chance you're not carrying cash on you.
Yeah.
40 and over, I would say 40 to 50 years old. I'm going to say there's a 50% chance
yeah.
you've got cash on you. You're over the age of 50. You got cash. You got some cash on you.
Yeah. That wallet's looking a little thicker than everyone else.
Yeah, you've got cash on you. You're over the age of 60.
Ooh.
You're absolutely carrying cash on you. And maybe a checkbook still.
You get to some age and, ooh, you're getting close to the minimum $100 in your wallet.
Remote controls, they say, will be gone in the next 15 years. I don't think so.
The conventional ones?
Yeah.
Like the plastic with the rubber
buttons?
They
say just all remote controls.
I don't
think so, because the digital remotes, let me just say this, they stink.
Yeah.
They're no good.
Well, what is the alternate? Little brain chips that we just telepathically?
It's just whatever's going to be on your phone.
Okay, so everything's just going to be on our phone.
Yeah,
that's what
exactly.
Okay.
Plastic bags. No.
I'm sure there's going to be many pushes, as we've seen already, to eliminate it, but I don't think we're going to see the total elimination.
Charging cables. I think you'll see more in the next 15 years.
What? Oh, like wireless charging?
Yeah, they wanted wireless charging. I don't think you're going to see more charging cables.
You still need a cable to get the bank that you're setting it on.
Yeah, that's true. Paper receipts will be gone in the next 15 years.
Yeah, I could see that.
Here's why. Tax issues. I don't think they're going away because of taxes.
Oh.
People save their receipts for taxes, and I don't think they want the digital one.
Yeah, but I mean, if we're assuming everything's going to be via phone in 15 years, then...
Yeah, but he's again... You got
but
those.
In 15
you got,
years, though,
like me,
yeah,
I'm still. I want that paper receipt every now and then. I still want that paper receipt.
Yeah.
Let's see. I carry a roll all the time. 63 years old, Joe P. There you go.
Yeah.
Telling you,
that checks out.
Paper bills are going to go away. You would think they would, but I still think they're going to. Still think they'll be there. Wallet or a purse will be, wallet and purses will be gone.
I don't think that's true.
I don't think that's true at all. No. And we're not even moving towards that.
Right. I've never heard of that in the news. Like, let's cut down on wallets.
In fact, Apple came out with did you see this? Apple came out with they call it the, Apple sock or something. It's this stupid looking thing. It cost probably a couple $100 and you put your phone in it and it slings around your arm. Like it's a tiny little purse for your phone. Yeah. Hard drives. No. Calculators. Calculators might be gone. Like just the calculator by itself might be gone. Manual transmission cars. I can see that. Ink signatures. No. 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 All right. Let's see. When we come back. Texter, I'm 68 and haven't carried cash for 8 to 10 years. No keys or passwords will be around, but Americans will love to drive. They're finding that from Rick. When we come back, let's get to this Trump rescheduling marijuana. What does that mean? We'll be right back.
The Chad Hastie Show, weekdays 5 to 7 p.m. Sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To battle is to fight, to struggle, to overcome. And ultimately for the Marine Corps, it means to win. There is no alternative. It's not just a statement of intent. It's a promise to our nation. A promise kept for more than 2 centuries. A promise of the Marines.
TSN
NSN headlines. Lawyers representing the owners of Camp Mystic pushing back against lawsuits brought by families of the girls killed in the July 4th flooding. The Camp Mystic lawyers have filed change of venue motions in four lawsuits filed by families of the girls who died, including one filed by six families in Travis County. They argue key defendants like the Camp Mystic director and related businesses reside or operate in Travis County. President Trump's executive order rescheduling marijuana from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3 drug-controlled substance being celebrated by the cannabis industry in Texas. Democrats are filling the ballot next year's elections. There's a Democrat running in every statewide and congressional race. Dallas Mavericks owner and casino magnate Miriam Adelson urging President Trump to seek a third term in 2028 at a White House celebration. Governor Abbott activating extra wildfire response resources across West and Northwest Texas ahead of increased fire danger this weekend. With your Texas News headlines, I'm Barbara Schwartz.
Imagine there was more of you. A you working on custom retirement plans, while another you preps for open enrollment. When you partner with Paychex, we become an extension of your team. From AI-powered intelligent HCM to HR advisory and employee solutions, we give you more of you. New customers, book a meeting with Paychex and get a $50 gift card. Visit paychex.com/you.
If you've ever listened to the radio or watched TV and thought, how do they do that? Then stop by the Texas Broadcast Museum. Located in downtown Kilgore, you'll find something that's both educational and a lot of fun. You can even try your hand at being a TV newscaster or a weather person. And if it's been a while since you visited, come on back. We're always finding new treasures. Visit the Texas Broadcast Museum, 416 East Main Street in downtown Kilgore, or look for us on the web at texasbroadcastmuseum.org.
Tropic South Plains weather forecast is temperatures overnight through morning dropping into the middle 30s with a east and northeasterly wind. That's going to be a cool day on Friday morning, but sunshine by the afternoon takes us all the way up into the middle 70s with a southwest wind and temperatures on Saturday in the lower 80s. Weather is brought to you by the Sonic 199 menu. I'm meteorologist Ron Everett from Lubbock's official weather station, News Talk KFYO.
Celebrate with us Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. The warmth, the memories, the music, the stories, and the legends. The way Christmas is supposed to be. It's an American Christmas. Starring Chip Davis, founder and musical director of Mannheim Steamroller, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Right here on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Fox on Tech.
What happens if you have to fill up your EV with gas? Ford will end production of the fully electric F-150 Lightning version of its famed pickup truck. It's part of a major reorganization for Ford, which is rethinking its commitment to EVs. The company will lose about $20 billion as it turns its attention back to good old internal combustion engines powered by gasoline. Well, sort of. The company will sell the F-150 extended range EV pickup. Basically, it is a hybrid. A gasoline-powered generator will keep the electric engine moving longer than what a driver would get from regular plug-in charging. Ford says one could drive this pickup 700 miles and even tow something, too. And as for a Kentucky battery factory Ford's been running, they'll turn their efforts to make batteries for data centers that host AI and cloud tech, a product Ford hopes will stay in demand. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
The news and talk of West Texas, News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Don't forget about Chad. Find Chad on social media at Chad Hasty Radio on X and Instagram. It's the Chad Hasty Show.
Welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show. Hope you're having a wonderful evening. Hey, don't forget, Friday, our final day for the Christmas Toy Drive benefiting the Texas Girls and Boys Ranch. You'll have time to bring toys up to the radio station between about 1 and 5 p.m. on Friday. New unwrapped toys for kids of all ages, toddlers to teenagers, and everything in between. And we'll be taking those toys again at our radio stations here at 4413 82nd Street. Tomorrow, the final day that we'll be taking those toys. Of course, if you order toys via the Amazon wish list, those will be delivered as they come in, and then we'll gather those and early next week, and we'll take those up to the Girls and Boys Ranch and drop those off. I know that we've got quite a few on their way. They'll get here probably after tomorrow. They may get here tomorrow. Some may get here in time, but some may get here on Monday or Tuesday of next week, and that's fine. We got plenty of time to haul them over to the Girls and Boys Ranch next week. So thank you to those who have already donated. Do appreciate it. Really will help out a lot of kids out there and families as well, the foster families and the house parents that are at the Texas Girls and Boys Ranch. And, you know, undoubtedly there will be kids who arrive on Christmas Day. It's a very sad thing. You have kids who are taken out of their homes on Christmas morning. No fault of their own. You know, these are just kids. And, but they come from, circumstances where there's, drug abuse, physical abuse, mental abuse, just abuse. And, they're coming from bad situations, and, they're being taken to the Girls and Boys Ranch, or maybe taken to a foster family, on Christmas morning. And, you know, that can shake up a kid. It can shake up a lot of people, right? And so what I've been told is, you know, depending on how many toys we get in, I think we're going to, have enough for all the kids who are out at the ranch. But you know, there may be a family out there who they get a call on Christmas Eve or Christmas morning or the day after Christmas, who knows, hey, there's a kid coming your way. And they don't have a present for the kid, right? You know, they may have presents for their own biological kids or their other, you know, maybe adoptive kids or foster kids, but they don't have a toy. They don't have a toy for that kid. Well, we're going to have some left over where they can bring a toy as well, and the kid can have a not a normal Christmas, but at least maybe a little bit better of a Christmas. So, again, thank you to those of you who have already donated. We appreciate it. And again, tomorrow is the final day. 4413 82nd Street, Suite 300 is where we'll be at, and you can drop off those toys. So Trump earlier today, oh boy, a lot of you have had questions about this throughout the show tonight. Trump signing the executive order to expedite marijuana rescheduling, this out of the Hill. Earlier, President Trump today signing an executive order to speed up the rescheduling of marijuana from Schedule 1 to the less severe Schedule 3, with a stated goal of expanding cannabis research. The executive order will direct the Attorney General to expedite the completion of the rescheduling process. The Biden administration had begun the rescheduling process, but left the matter unfinished by the time Trump assumed office. In August, Trump had signaled he was open to finishing where Biden had left off. Quote, the executive order the president will sign today is focused on increasing medical research for medical marijuana and CBD. A senior official said in a press briefing, this president's very focused on the potential medical benefits, and he has directed a common sense approach that will automatically start working to improve medical marijuana and CBD research to better inform patients and doctors. That's the primary goal. Quote, I want to emphasize that the order that I am about to sign is not the legalization of marijuana in any way, shape, or form, and in no way sanctions its use as a recreational drug, Trump said during a press briefing from the Oval Office. Presidents cautioned against recreational use on marijuana on Thursday, saying if abused, it's never safe to use powerful controlled substance in recreational matters, especially in this case. If you take a look, illegal and unregulated drugs are very, very bad things. Unless a drug is recommended by a doctor for medical reasons, just don't do it. At the same time, the facts compel the federal government to recognize that marijuana can be legitimate in terms of medical applications when carefully administered, Trump said. Trump cited polling data that found people of the vast majority of people are in favor of marijuana rescheduling. Under the Controlled Substance Act, a Schedule One substance is considered to have no currently acceptable medical use. A Schedule Three substance is believed to have a moderate to low potential for physical and psychological dependence. So, there you go. Now, this is not shocking. Trump has been teasing this for a little while now. There are going to be some who ask, okay, how does this go with the Senate passed earlier, where they're banning some of the CBD and they're banning some of the Delta 8, Delta 9. Again, I think eventually you're going to see that thrown out. You're going to see Congress come up with something else, maybe based off of the state of Texas, where it is it's one of those where. Again, you put in regulations and you say you have to be so old in order to go and purchase some of the CBD stuff and some of the other hemp products that may be out there. And I think that's something that a lot of people would accept. I think that this is probably something that we're going to see a lot of around the U.S. Different states and organizations taking a look at the medical benefits and seeing what can happen. This does also allow some of these businesses to deal with have the banks deal directly with the government and everything else. So it kind of opens up a lot of different areas. And I think, what Trump said was, pretty dead on, which is this is not recreational marijuana. This is not us saying we are for recreational marijuana. This is not the federal government endorsing recreational marijuana. In fact, you've seen the opposite. And even in polls where people are for some of the medical research side of things, you got a lot of people out there who are a little bit worried about spending, a lot of money maybe on some of these gummies that have had some really bad side effects on people. And I've heard from some who say this is not the same pot that was back around in the 70s. It's different. And how it hits you is different. And so, again, I think for Trump saying, we're not talking about how this is going to be recreational. We're not talking about how this is going to be all over the place. Because, again, you look at different polling data out. A lot of folks who like to travel are saying no. They don't like to travel as much because everywhere they go, especially in your larger cities that have, said okay to some of this recreational marijuana, people say it stinks. Oh, it's nasty. They don't like going there. And so you've had a lot of problems with that in different areas. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can send in your thoughts on the text line. When we come back here in just a little bit, we're going to get into some of the rest of the news of the day. I can't believe today's almost tomorrow, by the way. Final show of the year for me, as we really do wrap it up tomorrow and get ready for a nice little vacation going into Friday's program. Steve Evans will be hosting next week. All right, let's do this. Let's go ahead and take the break. When we come back, your phone calls, your texts, and more here on the Chad Hasty Show.
The Chad Hasty Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune into News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene. And in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hasty Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
When you're driving, the reflectors on the roadway are white. But did you know they'll shine bright red if you're driving the wrong way? That's a sight you'll never want to see. Wrong way driving usually occurs at night when drivers are tired, have been drinking alcohol, or when visibility is limited. Don't be a wrong way driver. Pay attention to road signs and never drink and drive. Because there's no right way to be a wrong way driver. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
The easiest way to get your news is through News Talk KFYO. AM and FM presets in your car or truck, a bookmark on your office computer, and on your phone with the KFYO app. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Securing America.
A House Foreign Relations Subcommittee hearing Tuesday examined the actions of China and Russia against the U.S. and Europe, with Republican Texas Congressman Keith Self saying in no uncertain terms,
"Ladies and gentlemen, we are at war."
He further explained that China and Russia
are stopping at nothing at undermining our United States and our allies.
Committee members and witnesses described a pattern of hybrid warfare, which includes covert efforts, including cyber attacks, in addition to potential traditional military action. Witness Christopher Walker, the vice president of the Center for European Policy Analysis, testified the key is to sow destabilization.
That strikes at the foundations of U.S. national security and undermines American strategic influence.
Europe was described by all as a key battleground in maintaining the status quo. Kevin Uretzky, Fox News. Welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show. Appreciate you tuning in. Final segment of the program tomorrow, an Open Line Friday. That's right, an Open Line Friday as we'll visit with, we've got State Rep Carl Tepper. He'll be stopping by doing a Tepper tantrum, the final Tepper tantrum of 2025. He'll be joining us tomorrow. And then Kim Sansom will join us. Who knows who else we'll hear from on the Friday edition of the program as we begin to wrap up the year. Of course, next week, our good friend Steve Evans, he'll be around. He'll be taking you until through Christmas and through the end of the year, throughout the start of the new year and all that kind of good stuff. So you'll hear a lot from Steve Evans. You'll of course be hearing from me. I'll be back on. Now, this is going to be kind of weird how this plays out, because we've got the Gun and Blade show that's going to be coming up, and the first show for me will actually be a Saturday show in 2026 on January 3rd. And so from 1 to 3 p.m., I guess it's kind of like a little pre-show. I don't know. I'll be out at the Gun and Blade show, actually doing the program out there from 1 to 3, and encourage you to stop by and say hello. So it sounds like we're going to be gone for a while. And I guess, 2 weeks? That's pretty good. It's not bad. It's not a bad amount of time to be gone. I can tell you this. We're going to be doing a little bit of traveling, not a lot, but a little bit of traveling, and a lot of time hanging out with the baby. That's going to be the majority of the time, and just enjoying life. And I encourage you, whatever you may be doing this holiday break, whether it's during Christmas or New Year's, at any time, just be thankful for the stuff that really matters. Be thankful for those in your life. Be thankful for those who make you bring you happiness, and you bring them happiness. Again, keep everybody in your prayers as we begin to wrap up this year. How about this story? Oh, when I saw this, I thought it was hilarious. This out of the New York Post, Jingle Bells. You know the song Jingle Bells? Jingle Bells is racist, claims a video shared by Joy Reid. Joy Reid, she's nuts. She's nuts. She's crazy. But I love, let's see, fired MSNBC host Joy Reid played Grinch on social media this past week, sharing a video of claiming to show the beloved Christmas anthem Jingle Bells was written to make fun of black people, according to Joy Reid. In a short video shared to her 1.3 million Instagram followers, a man in a Christmas sweater and Santa hat stands on the streets of Medford, Massachusetts, near a plaque that marks the site where James Lord Pierpont, is believed to have penned the song back in the 1850s. He takes off his hat disapprovingly, scowls at the plaque, and the video caption, "This is where the racist and Confederate soldier wrote Jingle Bells to make fun of black people and has its origins in bigoted shows that were popular during the time." That's right, Jingle Bells, now very racist. Very, very racist out there. Let's see, the video captions go on to claim that Pierpont, whose nephew grew up to be a legendary financier, J.P. Morgan, was hard up for cash when he composed the one-horse open sleigh, did so expressively for its use in performance, which white actors put on blackface to mock and do caricatures of black people to try and participate in winter activities. It alleges that the lyrics, "Laughing All the Way," in the song likely a reference to a racist comedian. The routine is during the day is known as the Laughing Darkie. Oh my. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells is right. You know, I'm sorry. I don't buy it. I don't believe for a second that Jingle Bells is a racist song. You have to, I guess you have to really, really, really be a special kind of jaded, where I, you know, again, anytime Joy Reid, you know, sees a white person, it's automatically racist. Automatically, depending on, you know, how you pass by her, racist. If you ignore her, racist. If you say something to her, racist. Joy Reid, she desperately wants to continue to be in the spotlight and, you know, gain some of these followers that she had. But, I think that, the Jingle Bell ad, or Jingle Bell song, not racist. It's just a song. Just a song, that, millions of kids love to sing. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can weigh in, sound off on any of the issues of the day. Oh, how about this? This is an interesting piece of news. The high cost of the U.S. sports betting boom. Two charts are going up and to the right at the same time. States are raking in tax revenue from sports betting and online casinos. Calls to the National Problem for Gambling Helpline are also on the rise. I guess more people are getting some help. Why it matters, the data points to a troubling trend. Americans gambling.
The Chad Hastie Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hastie Show are not necessarily the views of this station, staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.